Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a dude who believes that you can get a bro job and have that be no homo, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I always feel like an article like this comes out once or twice a year.
It does. There are guys out there who consider themselves sexually fluid, who identify as straight, but enjoy sex with men.
And the article said that guys have been hooking up with guys and girls since the beginning of time.
Yeah. Well, imagine if there was no stigma attached.
Oh, man. We were the first humans and we didn't know?
Right. Like the first men who were in caves, they had urges. They would look at a woman and go, all right, because I'm drawn to her in a reproductive manner, I should put this there. But then when the woman wasn't around, they thought,
hey, that guy's got some cool cave drawings.
Exactly. Like, he's got a big old club. Why don't I see what this is all about? Some of the dudes are probably like, ugh. And some other dudes are probably like, ugh.
What kind of dude would you be?
I'd be like, Like, no girls around? Let's give that a try.
Where are the girls, though? How far could they go?
Well, we're hunters and gatherers.
Okay.
They're back at the cave, just like banging on rocks and cleaning our cave-like clothing.
Oh, tidying up the cave.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's what they were meant to do, right?
I like a clean cave when I get home from a gathering.
Sure. We're the hunter-gatherers, and they are the nurturers. So they take care of all the cave children. And then while we're out there on a three-day jaunt to get the woolly mammoth to bring home and cook, you got two choices. You take care of business on your own, which you don't know how to do yet because Hustler Magazine hasn't been invented. Or you turn to your buddy and go, ung, 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 gong, gong. And he goes, gong, gong, gong. So you go over to your next buddy, gong, 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 gong. And he goes, ung. And all of a sudden, ung, 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 ung. And you gay. So the bro job is what a dude might give to another dude, but not consider himself gay. To me, we get way too caught up on what's gay and what's not gay.
What's it called, the Kinsey scale?
Yeah. Everybody's somewhere on the Kinsey scale, whether that's 0 to 100. No one is absolutely straight, nor is anyone absolutely gay.
But what percentage do you get into where you can hook up with both sexes and it's totally okay and you're not leaning one way or the other?
If you're actively doing it, I think you fall somewhere in the 40s to the 60s. If you're thinking about it a lot, you're probably in like the 30s and the 80s and the 20s and the 80s. But like, we get so caught up on, you're gay, you know? Oh, you like that band, you're gay. Or you do that in your bedroom, so you're gay. What does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but if a guy hooks up with another guy, whenever we get, you know, bisexual people on the phone, we go, hey, who do you enjoy more? Your boyfriend or your girlfriend? Oh, sorry, I got excited.
Right.
Your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and they always say they like one over the other, and I feel like that's probably what you prefer most
sure.
of the time.
Absolutely.
Maybe it doesn't define, you know, what you're into, but
right.
you have to. I think you got to lean one way or another.
I would say most bisexual people probably have a preference. Like, whether they prefer ladies or gentlemen, they probably have a preference. And we as society put pressure on them to go, oh, well, you have to say that you're this. Or, oh, you have to say that you're that. When left to our own devices, who knows what the hell people are going to do.
So a dude can hook up with another dude, and it's not gay.
Look, if a guy comes to me and he goes, hey, look at Brokeback Mountain. I finally saw the first half of that movie.
Why?
It was a very boring movie, so I only watched the first half. Would Heath Ledger tell anybody he was gay? No, because he's dead. Would Jake Gyllenhaal tell anybody he's gay? No. But the dudes are out there watching that farmer's ranch in a tent. They get a little lonely. They get a little horny. Spit on the hand and go to town.
You saw that part?
Very disturbing.
Oh, man.
And by disturbing, I mean hot. 727-579-1025. Ashley, Crashing 83 on the Twitter machine. I worked with a guy who banged dudes and would get bro jobs, but he said he wasn't gay because he was never on bottom. So to some guys, if you don't bottom, then you're not gay. Girls can make out with other girls in a bar, yet they would say, I'm straight all day long.
Nikki.
I mean.
Remember the New Year's Eve triple kiss?
She dabbled a little bit.
Big time.
That was a peck.
A triple kiss is a triple kiss.
It was a peck.
Right, but it could have gone a little farther.
No, it didn't.
Could have.
No.
Where are you on the Kinsey scale?
I took the test. Remember, I was at a zero.
So you say zero, no sexual attraction to women.
No, I don't. I'm not sexually attracted to women. I can find them beautiful, but I don't want to bang one.
Okay. They're fun. You should bang them. I bet this person thinks they're not a gay person. Hello, it's 102.5 The Bone. Who's this?
This is David.
What's up, Gaylord?
What's going up?
I just say that to disarm you a little bit in case, you know, you were all, nervous trying to talk to us. What do you think? Can a dude bang dudes and not be gay?
I mean, I have in the past, and now I have a fiance who's a woman.
Okay. See, now we're talking. So in your past, did you actively seek dudes out or were you incarcerated?
No, I was not incarcerated. During high school, stuff happens and,
what?
I don't know. I don't consider myself gay now, but.
I was in high school and none of that stuff ever happened. Did they teach that in your high school? Was that part of it, an extracurricular club?
No extracurricular club or anything. It was just, I don't know, I guess curiosity got the best of me and a buddy of mine.
Okay. Take us through that slowly. How did you even approach that? Because if I even did have a desire like that, I wouldn't have even been comfortable enough with any of my friends to vocalize that. Like, hey, dude, you ever wonder about getting gay? No, me either.
Actually, he was watching pornography and he started doing it right in front of me.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Now rewind a little bit for me, because everybody's watched pornography, but most people haven't done it with a friend involved. You just went over to his house and he was looking at a little porn?
I went over to his house, we were hanging out, and he threw it on the computer and then, started doing his thing.
Did he throw gay porn on the computer?
No, it was normal.
Okay, so then he put gay porn on the computer, or he put straight porn on the computer, sorry. And what did he... Whip it out right there?
Yep.
What'd you do when he whipped it out?
I was like, dude, what are you doing? And then he said, just go with it, I guess. It was a long time ago.
What were you supposed to be doing before the porno festival started?
We were just hanging out playing video games.
So he said you want to come over and play Frogger?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you go over there thinking you're going to play Atari, and then... He puts on some porn. You think the whole time he was planning on seducing you?
That was probably his idea, yeah. I mean,
go ahead.
It was. I mean, it wasn't bad though. I mean, but right.
Hey, nobody's judging.
I'd do it again, but
nobody's judging.
It was just with him.
Yeah. Yep.
And just that one time?
No, it was a couple times, but it stopped since high school.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, really good friends, best friends.
BFFs. Do you ever talk about it at all?
Not at all. Haven't brought it up in years.
Please, please, please. Can we call him?
No.
Please.
I'll
play video games with you. So would that be your code word for getting gay? Would you be like, hey, you want to come over and play video games?
No, because I actually do play video games quite frequently.
Do you mean you play video games quite frequently?
No. I play, like, video games quite frequently.
Video games?
No, sir.
So, okay. So, after you get gay the first time, right?
Getting gay?
You know, you get gay. You finish up. Are you immediately overcome with guilt and shame, or was it like, oh, that was kind of fun?
The first time was definitely guilt and shame.
Sure.
Did
you run out of there and go home and cry?
I didn't go home and cry. I went home and reevaluated my life a bit.
So then the second time that it happened, how did it go down then? Pun intended.
that wasn't even, that just went down. I think it was more of a, I don't know if I can say this on the radio or not.
Oh boy. More.
I think it was more of a, like a masturbatory type of thing than it was.
So like a participatory masturbatory thing. It was like, instead of doing this by myself, I'm going to do it with somebody else.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. You're fine.
So then the next time it was just like, hey, you want to come over and I'm going to watch porn and we're going to get gay?
No, it just kind of went over and then fell into place. Just same thing as last time.
No code word or anything? No, like, hey, you want to play Asteroids?
No, none of that.
None? Yeah, I would have been really good at this. You want to play Pitfall? Well, thank you. Hold on 1 second. Did you make this whole thing up just to get tickets to something? Because it's very believable.
I wish I did.
Oh, I could tell that he's being very genuine.
Does your wife or your current fiance, does she know about this? Or would she be learning about it for the first time on the radio?
No, she knows I've had some. She knows I've done things with guys.
She's cool with that, obviously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good woman.
She is.
Oh.
You all right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. My buddy Kevin, who I went to high school with, just said, you didn't know about the Oak Ridge High School Circle Handshake Club? Hashtag pioneers. Now I feel insulted that this might have been going on with my high school buddies and no one ever tried it with me. Like, was I that unattractive in high school that no one wanted to get gay with me?
You're too busy playing tennis.
That tennis is the gayest sport known to man. We'd sit on our rackets. We never sat on our rackets. Well, listen, thank you very much for your phone call. We did get one dude. What if he called you up today and he was like, hey, listen, man, I want to relive some of the glory days and play some video games with you. Would you do it, or do you feel like you got it all out of your system?
I think I got it all out of my system, and I'm getting married now, and I wouldn't do that to my fiance.
Did you invite him to the wedding?
Yes, of course.
Yeah!
I am going to love you to the end of time. Will be yours. I will be
Sorry. Thank you. Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you tickets, bro.
All right.
Which do you want? The opening day tickets? Or do you want Bad Company and Joe Walsh at the amp?
I'll take the opening day.
Opening day indeed.
You defy all labels. Congratulations.
We started doing the 5 o'clock mom bomb a few weeks back, getting our moms on the air and seeing how many mom bombs that they are going to drop on us. Seth's mom dropped the atomic bomb to end all mom bombs last week. Let's hope it doesn't get that uncomfortable right now. As I bring to you the airwaves, my mom for the 5 o'clock mom bomb. What up, mom?
Hi.
How's your day so far?
Super. How about yours?
Wonderful. Thank you. That was a wonderful celebration we had yesterday for Easter/Passover.
Okay. Number one, it wasn't a celebration. It was Sunday dinner. Passover is a month away.
Mom, Bob.
Wow. Haymakers right out of the gate.
Like it. Go ahead. Is there a number two? Is there a number two to go with that in the Mom, Bob? Because my son was making number twos all the way home yesterday after that dinner. Mom, Bob.
Nice.
We had to stop at the rest area by Winter Haven.
Good Lord, man.
What? Yeah, I don't know. It's something he ate disagreed with him. But I'm sure it wasn't anything that you cooked. Probably the cake that my sister made. Mom, Mom!
What was on the menu?
Delicious menu. My mom made ham, turkey. There was broccoli salad that had little craisins in it. There was a delicious macaroni and cheese with two different types of noodle.
Did you hide the Easter eggs?
No.
Sorry.
I didn't know. These kids know that there's no damn Easter bunny. Yeah. What was with the... It wasn't really Brussels sprouts. It was like shaved Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Shaved Brussels sprouts. And that was about it. And some dinner rolls, which are never seem to be ready when the entire dinner's ready. Mama! There is a tradition around our house. You must be eating dinner for 15 minutes before my mom realizes that there are no rolls on the table and then goes to put them in the oven.
No. The thing is, and I've done it before. I should know better.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in the oven when I'm supposed to. But I've already turned the oven off and I forget to turn it back on.
Well, I would say that's a sign of senility, but we all know that's not the case because certainly you get my address correct when you go to mail me a card or a postcard. Bum, bum. At least we solved that mystery, though, didn't we?
Yes.
That was a good one. Now,
sorry.
Mom, you just started text messaging. What were you doing before? Because I was receiving text messages from you before.
Right, but I was using Bright House's Easy Gadget and doing it from the home phone and from my iPad.
Oh, so how do you text from a home phone?
Using the iPad and Easy Gadget, which they have just discontinued. That's the problem.
So I literally had to show my mom how to send a text message on her iPhone yesterday. I said, go to messages. You see that little right with the notepad and the pen? You click that, and then you get to send me a text message.
Is it easier than the Easy Gadget?
You tell me. Mom, is it easier?
No.
So the Easy Gadget, well, why would Bright House? Probably because you were the only people using it.
That might very well be, but we loved it. Because you could not only text, but you could forward your phone from there. All kinds of things. And never mind.
And you thought your mom was texting you from a phone all this time?
Yeah, but it turns out that she was texting me from the iPad. And then now we've been Facebook messaging back and forth. Yes, Seth?
Well, that's how it goes. But now that I know how to, now that Easy Gadget's gone, I can send a message to your phone like I did today
from
my iPad.
Coming up next week, we'll have a workshop on emojis. Just stay away from the purple eggplant. Seth?
Garabo, how long did you stay at your mom's house yesterday? Did you stay long enough or did you make a quick exit?
I did not make a quick exit. We arrived punctually at 1:30 in the afternoon.
You did.
Thank you. And I believe we did not depart the greater Orlando, South Conway area until probably left about 4:30, 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it was at least that.
Maybe even 5:36, maybe even 6:37.
Maybe. I don't look at clocks. And I have a correction, Drew.
Yes.
I did not make a ham and a turkey.
What happened?
I took the easy route for the first time ever, and I purchased a honey-baked ham and a smoked turkey breast.
Oh, okay. Family get-together is not even worthy of a home-cooked meal. Mama!
I love when they buy the stuff.
For my holidays, I prepare.
That's good.
This was just a Sunday dinner, and I didn't feel like it.
All right. I can respect that.
But it was good.
Oh, it was delicious. Everything was spectacular. Saw a car fire on the way home. There was like a gigantic fire in the Lakeland area. I didn't see anything on the news about it. Lakeland approaching Tampa. Flames erupted in the woods. Nothing on the news about that whatsoever.
Well, I didn't hear anything either.
Interesting.
You didn't have too much traffic, did you?
Two-hour trip home, but, you know, what's a two-hour trip when you get to spend time with family all day, right?
That's right. Mike had a very good trip since somebody told him to avoid 50 until Alafaya, and he loved it after that.
That was my dad. My high school buddy, Mike Wheeler, came and had dessert with us because it was his birthday.
Oh.
Yes, we haven't seen each other in a long time.
You get him a present?
It was just a present being able to have dinner with the Garabo family.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. There's not been a lot of passive aggression. What do you think about last week's atomic bomb being dropped by Seth's mom? P.S. She has not spoken to him since.
Has he reached out to her?
Mom Bob. Have you reached out to her?
I got a text message from her last week after the segment saying not to talk to her.
Nuh-uh.
He did. Said, don't talk to me anymore. Pretty much, you're dead to me. No emojis.
No. Sorry, she did not do that. If you're asking me, I think this calls for a phone call. But
my mom. So he's supposed to call her, even though she said, don't ever contact me again?
Of course.
Why must you align yourself with her?
Why do you think?
Because you're a Jewish mother just like she is.
And you won't be around forever?
Exactly.
And you can't spell smother without mother. Mom, Bob!
Well, and don't forget,
what?
We won't be here forever.
Oh, there's the Mom, Bob.
That's like the finishing move for mothers is that we're not going to be here forever.
Yeah, it is the figure four of Mom Bombs. All right, well, Mom.
But wait, I am going to be here forever.
That is true. unfortunately,
for no other reason than to keep tabs on you.
True that. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. And thank you for the lovely dinner yesterday and for being part of
you
the
are.
5 o'clock Mom Bomb. Love you and Dad.
Well, and we love you and thank you for calling. And I guess we'll see you for the next holiday.
That's right. What's the next one we got coming up? Would that be Christmas?
Passover.
When's Passover? What are we eating? People?
It's April 23rd. We're having brisket.
Oh, lovely brisket.
You going to hide the afikoman?
What, huh?
What's no, I'm not doing the whole Megillah.
What's a
Haggadah?
Hide the Afi.
Haggadah? Haggadah?
Hide the afikoman.
Yeah, the afikoman, you take the matzah and you fold it up and you hide it, and then the kids have to find it and they get some money.
Oh, put them behind the dinner rolls because they're never on the table. Thanks, Mom. Have a great afternoon.
You know, what? I can do 20 things right, but do one thing wrong, and you become my mother.
I'll never let my mom forget about the fact that she forgot to put turkey in the turkey tetrazzini circa 1986. served us tetrazzini. We were halfway through the bowl, and we said, "Where's the turkey?" And she said, "Oh, Jesus, I forgot it." You could have brought up, just to give you a little clue on what you could have dropped as far as a mom bomb goes, you could have dropped the mom bomb that my son knocked the flower pot off of the counter yesterday.
I would not do that.
That was your last,
you might be listening.
Last remaining memory of your own mother.
No, it wasn't my last memory.
Oh. Well, the last.
It was the last signed piece that she made.
Oh, last signed piece that she made. And my son destroyed it last night.
Was he upset?
Yeah, he was crying. He was like, I'm such a loser.
He was more upset than anybody else. I'm very proud of me. I did not yell at him.
I'm very proud of you, too.
My grandson.
Very nice. She had no problem yelling at her son growing up, though. Yeah, I would have been yelled at like nothing. Mom Bomb. All right, have a great night, Mom. Thank you very much for being part of the 5 o'clock Mom Bomb.
Anytime.
Word.
And no hostility.
None. None. It's nice, isn't it?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.